The Gospel is from St. Luke, chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. Let us be attentive. At that time they sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when Jesus stepped out in the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time. And the man wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me. For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had often seized him. And when he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles, he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Jesus asked the man, saying, What is your name? And the man answered, Legion, because many demons had entered him. And the demons begged Jesus that he would not command them to go out into the abyss. Now a herd of swine was feeding there on the mountain. So the demons begged Jesus that he would permit them to enter the swine, and he permitted them. Then the demons went out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and drowned. When those who fed the swine saw what happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also who had seen it told them by what means he who had been demon-possessed was healed. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked Jesus to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. And he got into the boat and returned. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged Jesus that he might stay. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you. And when he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him.